Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, scattered showers and thunderstorms early, then clearing skies around 90. We'll see wind gusts at 25. Tonight, partly cloudy at lower 70s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny skies, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon around 90. Tomorrow night, we'll continue the chance of showers and thunderstorms. We'll see temperatures around 70 degrees. Right now, it's 77.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement takes effect today, replacing the North American free trade agreement. The chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, Chuck Grassley, shepherded the deal to its final passage. He's hailing its benefits for agriculture. He says the USMCA, which the president sought to replace NAFTA, will end 30 years of Canada's blocking imports of U.S. wheat, dairy, and poultry. And the deal was well with Mexico's trade barriers and more.
This new agreement will provide certainty to our farmers and ranchers and update NAFTA in other important areas. And I've already mentioned digital economy, but also customs, sanitary and phytosanitary measures and technical standards, and it even helps on intellectual property.
USMCA will also give the U.S. the tools to deal with continuing trading problems. House Ag Chair Colin Peterson spoke at a virtual roundtable.
There are some troubling signs out there of people using COVID as a reason to put up trade barriers. We see some monkey business going on in Mexico. We continue to worry about the Canadians and what they're up to with dairy policy. So we need to be vigilant, and we need to make sure that the agreement is enforced.
Senator Grassley is echoing those concerns about Mexico.
That country has quit approving biotech traits for U.S. companies, and they have offered no satisfactory explanation for the lack of approvals. And so I expect the U.S. Trade representative to aggressively and fairly use the tools of dispute settlement.
On a separate note, he's joining Iowa Senator Joni Ernst in blocking a Trump nominee to be EPA deputy until they explain their plan for the 52 small oil refiner retroactive ethanol waiver request. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Producers, what do you do with your late model equipment your dealer doesn't want to give you anything on trade for or doesn't want to take it in on trade? You call New Frontier Ag, the late model equipment specialists. The guys at New Frontier Ag have years of experience selling newer equipment and know how to get you the best price possible for your equipment. If you have newer late model equipment, New Frontier Ag is your connection to premium prices. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989.
KNDY.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. As the mandatory mask wearing from Governor Laura Kelly continues to be divisive across the state of Kansas, Dr. Lee Norman from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment says the general public needs to get used to wearing the masks because they're necessary and may not go away for a while.
We've known that since 1527 when they first employed them for bubonic plague and been used ever since. We're probably a year, 2 years still going to be fighting with some of these things, so we're kind of barely into this. I think we need to get used to it, and they do work.
That audio from KSN News. The doctor says the face masks could be up to 60% effective at preventing the spread of germs. In other news, after pushback from faculty and staff at the University of Kansas for mandatory in-class sessions this fall, KSN News reports that the executive vice chancellor of the university told the department chairs and directors on Monday the decision for courses should be up to the purview of the department or program. Classes begin August 24th at the university. Mid-America Network News.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6120. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
The owners of St. Luke's Cushing Hospital in Leavenworth says the hospital will close this fall because of the financial impact of the coronavirus pandemic. St. Luke's inpatient unit will close July 17th, and the rest of the hospital will be set to close on October 1st. About 70 employees at the hospital will be able to apply for other positions in the St. Luke's health system. Hospital CEO Adele Ducharme said in a news release yesterday, the hospital transitioned to emergency services last year to make it financially viable, but was only a few months into the effort when the cost of the virus pandemic hit. In other news, a Kansas police officer who fatally shot a 17-year-old received a $70,000 payout after he agreed to resign. Former Overland Park officer Clayton Jennison shot John Albers in January of 2018 as the teenager was backing a minivan out of the family's garage. Jennison later was cleared of any wrongdoing in the shooting. The city of Overland Park said in a statement yesterday the payout and severance package with Jennison was in the best interest of the community. Jennison and other officers went to the home when Albers' friends reported he was threatening to hurt himself. Mid-America Network News.
We are all working through this difficult time together. We want you to know Blue Valley Technologies is here for you. Whether you are serving on the front lines, transitioning your business to a new norm, or studying and working from home, we are working very hard to keep our communities connected during this pandemic. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay connected. From all your friends at Blue Valley Technologies.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. The Nebraska State Fair is still a go at this point, but will be scaled back considerably to protect people from the coronavirus. The fair's board approved a slimmed down schedule for this year's event, which is scheduled from August 28th through September 7th. Executive Director Bill Ogg says the first weekend of the fair will feature 4-H events, while the second weekend would offer FFA events. Other activities such as Raising Nebraska Experience and Nebraska Game and Parks Display will be available during the week in between. Fair officials say they may add other events as the fair draws near. Former longtime Boys Town Director Reverend Val Peter has died at the age of 85. Peter oversaw a significant expansion of Boys Town's programs during his tenure, but still managed to connect personally with many of the children who lived at the home's campus just outside of Omaha. I'm Rick Everett, and that is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6120. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Reporting local news, I'm Ben Keller. Senator Jerry Moran held a Zoom conference Tuesday afternoon with area leaders and officials. Many topics were discussed. One of the things Moran talked about was some of the assistance programs during the COVID pandemic.
I think a couple of things that Congress have done, maybe more than a couple, have been helpful, and particularly the Paycheck Protection Program in trying to keep people employed and businesses open. And it generally gets good marks. But we designed that program so that people could go to their lenders, people they knew, their own banker, and the SBA could play a role, an agency that already had the capabilities of assisting in regard to making loans. But we did ask the SBA to do 300 $150 billion of business in 2 weeks, and their normal book of business is $30 billion a year. So they were overwhelmed, and it took them a bit to catch up, particularly when it comes to computers and computer programs. And they had never dealt with sole proprietors, independent contractors, or farmers before. So that aspect of the PPP program was new to them. But we are looking at what is to follow, if anything, the legislation that Congress has already passed.
Jay Kennedy of First National Bank in Frankfort also talked about the PPP and some of his concerns.
The beginning was very, very rocky, as you had mentioned. We were not an SBA lender, and so we had to jump a bunch of hurdles. But two of my significant customers went to other banks because they couldn't get us signed up fast enough. The forgiveness part is really on our minds right now. If any of you borrowed and you come to your bank and say, what do I do now? And we say, we don't know. I don't like saying that to customers. I can't call SBA and say, tell me what to do or I'm going to do this. So they hold all the leverage, but I know they sped up faster than they were supposed to. So I think in the end, it did work. But this forgiveness piece is really weighing heavily on banks and the people that borrowed the money.
Curtis Hawkinson of Community Memorial Healthcare was also on the call with the senator.
We're on the receiving end of the PPP program, and we just felt that it worked great, came at the exact time we needed it. And the other CARES Act stimulus for rural hospitals, too, also, I guess, in my opinion, worked very smooth as well. Fact of the matter is, the stimulus that we received is appropriate, although we haven't had the impacts some other hospitals dealing with actual COVID cases. We're not out of this COVID pandemic by any stretch. You know, when you sign off on the terms and condition, you really don't know what you're signing off on, because a lot of that guidance is not specified. But we're hopeful that it's going to be a grant and we can continue to go forward.
Mike Couch, the new USD 364 superintendent, was also in on the call and talked about potential plans for the fall.
We for sure want to send the message that we're going to follow all protocols to ensure our buildings are healthy and safe for kids to attend. On the front of helping all fears go away, that we can help and talk to those families. But we truly believe in rural Kansas, we're ready to have kids back to school, social, emotional needs and all the other needs. We need to have eyes on kids every day and put them back to normalcy. And COVID's not changed one bit since March. It's going to come through America until we find something to stop it. But we'll wear masks, we'll be clean, we'll wash our hands, and we'll take temperatures. We'll do everything we possibly can do, but we need to have our kids back in school.
Couch said the district is working on other plans for the fall as well. We will have more on the conference call with Senator Jerry Moran on this weekend's Public Affairs program.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The fatality involved in a UTV accident Friday evening in Pottawatomie County near Olesburg has been identified as Travis Belleville, age 28, of rural Olesburg. He lost control of the utility vehicle he was driving and was pronounced dead at the scene. A passenger sustained non-life-threatening injuries. That individual's name has not been released by authorities who continue the investigation. The fatality Friday, Travis Belleville, age 28, of rural Olesburg.
Delora S. Drinkern, age 101, of Bremen, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at Emmanuel Hermansburg Lutheran Church, Bremen. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Delora Drinkern.
Joseph A. Baker, age 93, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at St. Augustine Catholic Church, Washington. Burial St. Peter and Paul's Catholic Cemetery at Morrillville. Vigil service Thursday evening at 7 of the church. Visitation Thursday, 11 to 5, at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Joseph Baker.
Vernon E. Jeffries, age 93, of Frankfort, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort. Visitation Thursday, 2 until 8, at the Padden Chapel, in charge of arrangements for Vernon Jeffries.
For dependable, warm-hearted home care for your loved one, talk to Home Instead Senior Care, serving Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Our workers live and work in your area and are invested in the community on a personal level. And Home Instead is hiring caregivers now. Here you will work flexible hours, receive paid training, provide a variety of non-medical services, and more. Positions are available in Marysville, Waterville, Home City, and the surrounding areas. Call 402-228-2080 for an application or apply online. Home Instead Senior Care. To us, it's personal.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a frontal boundary moving across the central and upper parts of the Midwest that will bring some scattered showers and thunderstorms early on for today. Then it looks like we'll see dry weather for this afternoon. Maybe a little bit of some more isolated showers and thunderstorms as we head into tonight. Otherwise, we are still going to see warm temperatures out there all the way through the end of the week. We're going to see temperatures well into the 90s. And it looks like for the 4th of July, we'll continue to see temperatures right around the upper 80s and into the 90s. So across the area, possible showers and thunderstorms early. Then it looks like sunny skies around 90. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, lower 70s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny skies, isolated storms in the afternoon. We'll see temperatures around 90. Tomorrow night, we'll continue with scattered showers and thunderstorms, temps at 70. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
It wouldn't be an American summer without outdoor parties, fireworks, and the red, white, and blue. Shop Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville for non-sweat Tervis tumblers, patriotic gifts and decor, and accoutrements for your outdoor spaces and parties. You'll have your summer fun made in the shade with help from Reflections, more than just your favorite Hallmark store.
Average high early July, 88. Recent record high, 98. The average low, 65, and the record low, 56. Sunset this evening, 8:58. Sunrise in the morning at 6:02.
We know what it takes to be a successful producer. Hard work and strong values. Like you, we have roots in this community and want to see it grow. We're ready to meet your banking and lending needs with experts who understand crops, livestock, and equipment. We know your business and your values. Talk to us. Citizens State Bank. Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Longer daylight hours and summertime activities often keep us up past our normal bedtimes. Is it healthy? We will investigate on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
No one plans to get sick or injured. But when life happens, it's important you and your family are protected. Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans are there to provide continued health care coverage to meet your needs. Choose from a broad range of individual and family plans. And if you're over 65, we have options for you too. Learn more at kfbhealthplans.com or contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
You're a diabetic. You need supplies, but you don't want to visit the pharmacy. Call U.S. Med for home delivery of your supplies. If you have diabetes and you're worried about going to a crowded pharmacy, pick up the phone in the safety and comfort of your home and let U.S. Med deliver them to you with free shipping.
800-611-7121. 800-611-7121. That's 800-611-7121.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, July 1st, the 183rd day of the year. Comedian Dan Aykroyd has a birthday, and Sony introduced the Walkman on this day in 1979. Summertime lifestyles typically mean less consistent sleep habits, and that can spell bad news for your heart health. Researchers have discovered that even with an adequate amount of sleep, individuals who went to bed 30 minutes past their regular bedtime had significantly higher heart rates while sleeping, and the elevated rates often carried through the next day. Surprisingly, even earlier than normal bedtimes had an adverse effect on heart rate. The lesson? An adequate amount of sleep is important, but so is consistency in our sleep routine. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and get our free e-newsletter at almanac.com.
The PFB Pyros Fireworks Stand is back in Hanover. Of course, they have the classics, snakes, snaps, and sparklers, and they have the big boys like the detonator. Open now through July 5th from noon to 9, right in downtown Hanover next to Ricky's Cafe across from Turn 4. Have a blast with fireworks from PFB Pyros.
KNDY.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday. For the first time since the turn of the 20th century, there will be no minor league baseball this year. Correspondent John Stolness has details.
Since the minor leagues were established in 1901, there's been a minor league season every year, but not this year, the year of the coronavirus. Minor League Baseball released a statement that said, quote, "These are unprecedented times for our country and our organization, as this is the first time in our history that we've had a summer without minor league baseball." Minor League Baseball President Pat O'Connor went on to say, quote, "While this is a sad day for many, this announcement removes the uncertainty surrounding the 2020 season and allows our teams to begin planning for an exciting 2021 season of affordable family entertainment." This all comes as Major League Baseball is slated to begin their season on July 23rd and 24th, and Major League Baseball's preseason summer camps begin on Wednesday. I'm John Stolness.
And I'm Rick Haverett, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you with special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6120. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Dr. Anthony Fauci and Prevention Director Robert Redfield and other top government health officials testified before a Senate committee yesterday on the latest efforts by the U.S. to contain the pandemic. During the hearing, Dr. Fauci explained how his advice has been misinterpreted when referring to playing sports during the pandemic.
When things get in the press of what I supposedly said, I didn't say. I never said we can't play a certain sport. What happens is that people in the sport industry, they could either be people from players association, owners, people involved in the health of the players, ask me opinions regarding certain facts about the spread of the virus, what the dynamics are. I give it, and then it gets interpreted that I'm saying you can't play this sport or you can't play that sport.
Again, it was just yesterday that the minor leagues canceled baseball for the season. I'm Rick Haverett. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
We've helped a lot of families own their own home. We have several options available in mortgage loans. If you're thinking of building or buying a new home, come in and see us. We're an equal housing lender. First Commerce Bank. Experience the difference. Member FDIC.
How can something practical also be lots of fun? When that something is an ATV, a UTV, a golf cart, or a motorcycle, and for both their practical and fun sides, you need insurance protection. I'm Dave Savage, and we can design an affordable insurance coverage to fit your ride. Come see us for a quote at any of our four locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Blue Valley Insurance, protecting what's most important to you.
Usually I get upset when someone takes my stuff, but not when Tim's Disposal comes by. I'm glad to see their professionals show up and take all my garbage because they're such pros at taking things. They not only offer garbage disposal, but have roll-off service for those big jobs when you need to get rid of a lot of stuff. And don't worry if you don't live in Marysville. Tim's Disposal will come take your stuff if you live in Marshall, Washington, or Gage counties. If you're ready for someone to come take your stuff, call Tim's Disposal at 562-5360.
Have insects such as aphids or spider mites invaded your plants? Then fight back with Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil from the makers of Mosquito Dunks. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests but is harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Insects don't build up a resistance to Summit Year-Round Spray Oil, so it keeps working every time you spray. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil is available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Hardy,
versatile, and easy care make Panicle hydrangea a popular landscape plant and one reason the National Garden Bureau declared 2020 the year of hydrangea. Hi, I'm Alinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Use Panicle hydrangeas to create a beautiful screen, add structure and summer flowers to a mixed border, or enjoy an individual plant as a specimen in the landscape. You'll find varieties from 2 to 12 feet tall. Grow Panicle hydrangea in full sun for maximum flowering and moist, well-drained soil. They also grow well in partial shade and once established will tolerate drier conditions. Enjoy the mid to late summer blooms that start out white and fade to lime, pink, or red, then brown. Best of all, you'll only need to do minimal pruning if you select the right variety that fits the space and your landscape design. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Robbie Hind has the title of Paniolo. For people living in one state, that's a very recognizable name, a job title specifically for these hardworking people. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun, take chances. But I also take safety very seriously because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Robbie Hind is a title you don't often associate with people living in Hawaii.
I'm fifth generation here in Hawaii. The original Hind came from England in the mid-1800s. I'm basically a cowboy.
Cattle were introduced to the islands in the late 1700s, but there was no need for cowboys initially.
The king at the time, King Kamehameha I, put a kapu on them or a tabu. You couldn't hurt them. And so the population was starting to overrun the population, their taro patches and everything.
As the number of cattle began to overrun the island, the king summoned Spanish cowboys from California, vaqueros, to help round up the herd. The Hawaiians called them paniolos, a term that they still use to refer to Hawaiian cowboys. This is certainly a different type of ranch country.
We're grazing on a volcano, right? On the island of Hawaii, there's so many different types of terrain.
Over time, the older lava flows have eroded to dirt, but newer lava flows remain a rocky mass that can be hard for cattle and cowboys to navigate. In fact, it seems some horses are better bred for climbing the crags of the volcanic surface.
You could not bring a horse from the mainland and expect it to be at all productive because it would not know how to go over the lava. But if it was raised there, it knew how to get along with the lava.
In some cases, ranches tried to do what they could to help their horses and stock over the terrain.
I remember when I was a kid how these bulldozers would drag big anchor chains between them and smash the lava with the anchor chains and make it smoother so that, you know, horses and cattle could run on it.
Robbie eventually became livestock manager for the Parker Ranch, one of the largest ranches in the world. Our story continues next time as we travel the countryside. In Waimea, Hawaii, I'm Andrew McCray.
Butter and cheese don't get any fresher than from your own dairy animal. Hi, I'm Jody Hankey. Choosing the right dairy animal for your small farm takes some planning as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
As we work to get through these times together,
you may not be thinking about blood donation. But blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Many people on small farms think about having a dairy animal for milk, cheese, butter, and ice cream. The two most popular choices are cows and goats, with sheep sometimes a consideration too. Choosing the right one for you depends on many factors. Jim Paulson is an extension educator at the University of Minnesota. He says, first of all, do you have enough space for the animal?
You know, a cow is going to need several acres. You want them to have a high amount of forage, and a cow can eat 50 pounds of forage and pasture and some grain a day. You need a really good pasture, and that's been part of the reason that people have kind of looked at goats. Instead of acres, you can get by with a half an acre.
Can you keep the animals comfortable? Cows require shade for extreme heat and a loafing shed to protect them from wind and harsh winter cold. Goats don't like being wet and will need shelter that protects them from cold drafts. Another factor to consider is, what do you plan to do with the milk and how much do you need? One cow can produce 6 gallons, or about 50 pounds of milk per day. Goats produce a lot less.
If you want some milk to drink, a goat can supply that. So if you have a goat that milks 5-6 pounds a day, that might very well be sufficient for you, and you still may be able to save enough extra for making some cheese. If you want to actually make a fair amount of cheese and make some butter, things like that, then you probably want to think a little bit more about a cow.
Also keep in mind that for the animal to give milk, she has to have a baby, and you'll be sharing the milk until the baby is weaned. Learn more about choosing a dairy animal at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Let it be
just a closer one.
A big sigh when you're feeling overwhelmed, when it feels like you're carrying the weight of the world around on your shoulders. Letting out a big sigh is a way of letting off some steam. Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. I'll be honest, sometimes my finances are the reason I'm sighing. Whether it's school loan payments, an unexpected doctor visit, or a car that breaks down at the worst possible moment. So how do you make wise financial decisions when you're stressed all the time? Well, it might be time to ask for help. A Thrivent financial professional can help you think through ways to make sure your finances reflect your faith, how you can navigate your financial journey, and how you can create a financial strategy that aligns with your values. Then you can replace those stress-filled sighs with sighs of contentment and relief, knowing you're being a wise steward of all God has given you. I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent.
The risks that increase as we age are more pronounced in rural settings. Farm to Fork is brought to you by Growing Matters. Learn more at growingmatters.org/besure.
The Growing Matters Coalition shares important stewardship best practices to help farmers and applicators be sure they are doing their part to protect insect pollinators and their habitat. Nick Tinsley is a seed growth field agronomist for Bayer.
Everyone can pitch in to help protect pollinators. Cooperation and communication among farmers, landowners, applicators, beekeepers, even crop advisors and local officials helps to protect pollinators, their hives, and their habitat. Before applying any crop protection product, it's important to be aware of any honeybees near the field and communicate that information with neighboring beekeepers prior to treatment. It's important to establish appropriate buffers, and these are no-spray zones that occur between treated areas and insect pollinator habitat. Buffers may be required for some pesticides, and if they are, that information is going to be found on the product's label.
There's more information at growingmatters.org.
Older age comes with more risk to our health, and that's amplified by living in a rural community. Joe Gogler is with the University of Minnesota School of Public Health.
The number of physicians for every 10,000 people is approximately 30% lower in rural communities. Similar difference when you look at specialty care like geriatrics. One of the potential solutions is to empower other types of care providers to offer coordinated primary care.
Another way to assist the needs of aging rural Americans, says Gogler, is to beef up technology in those communities.
In order to address issues that pertain to quality of life and aging, being able to age in place for older persons in rural areas, it's going to require a much more global policy strategy. And I use broadband as a solution, telehealth, you know, virtual visits, et cetera. This is simply not possible if we don't have a dedicated broadband infrastructure for rural communities.
Gogler says this would also depend on older folks being comfortable using the technology. His comments came at a recent webinar about aging on the farm put on by the Upper Midwest Agricultural Safety and Health Center. More in tomorrow's show. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Good afternoon. Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network, as well as your latest 2020 summer harvest update. Harvest updates here through the Mid-America Ag Network are brought to you by Abilene Machine, Midwest Ford Dealers, Syngenta AgriPro Seed, and U.S. Custom Harvesters. We looked around the state of Kansas and through a few other regions.
Harvest began on June 15th. Throughout harvest, they have brought in a total of 460,000 bushels of wheat, with protein sampling in the high tens. As of right now, farmers are at the 90% range when it comes to completing harvest, though they plan to hopefully be done in the next couple of days. Comparing to an average year, bushels have gone down for Kansas Co-op Association. But in an overall look at the county, it is more of an average year. Gary Gantz from DE Bonder and Grain in Ness City reports that harvest began on June 18th and has been going full swing, with about 90% already harvested. Average yield is ranging from 35 to 45 bushels per acre. Proteins early on in harvest were low with better than expected yields, but as harvest has progressed, protein levels rose and yields dropped. Justin Knopf, who farms in Saline County, was able to start harvesting on June 24th. A majority of farmers in the area have passed the halfway point of harvest. Protein levels range from 10 to 13%, with a vast majority in the 12s. In Rice County, Doug Kiesling was able to start harvest and take in the first load on June 25th. Due to rainfall right before harvest, they were delayed 5 days more than last year. Even though they were delayed, harvest is right on track. They are 75% finished and have only 2 more days in the field. This year's test weights have been good, and the crop is yielding well compared to previous years.
I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest 2020 summer harvest update and latest Mid-America Ag Network news.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6120. See dealer for qualifications and complete
details. New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska. Is Western Nebraska's stocking land roller dealer. You've read about them. Rolling your ground before planting can give you 3 to 5 bushel yield bump in soybeans. They can also be used to smooth alfalfa ground that the gophers are messing with. Rolling corn stalks after harvest is also a very successful operation you can do with a land roller. New Frontier Ag carries the Summers brand of land rollers and has them in sizes from 20 to 60 feet. Call New Frontier Ag 308-340-8989 for your land roller needs.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. President Trump, Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer, and Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue all voicing their confidence in China's commitment to fulfill Phase 1 agreement commodity purchases. President Trump specifically quashed White House Advisor Peter Navarro's assertion that Phase 1 was over, tweeting, "The China trade deal is in full intact. Hopefully they will continue to live up to the terms of the agreement." In another interview, Ambassador Lighthizer said he expects the commitments to be made in the calendar year. In another interview, Ag Secretary Perdue said Chinese officials, quote, tell us forthrightly that they're planning to fulfill those commitments, and he takes them at their word. Now, it's not a secret that they have been behind the first quarter, he said, but they can see a rapid escalation of their purchases. China has already stepped up to purchase U.S. corn, wheat, and sorghum. There have been 948 metric tons of exported to China in May and June alone. Now, it should be noted that Ambassador Lighthizer cautioned that the U.S.-China relationship is going to be complicated when he was asked about the possibility of a Phase 2 agreement. Lighthizer said that we've always taken the position that Phase 2 depends on how Phase 1 happens. Also this week, the Senate did pass a China sanctions bill over Hong Kong. The bipartisan legislation targets officials and banks that undermine the city's autonomy has been introduced in the House. The potential for sanctions surrounding Chinese actions pertaining to Hong Kong, Taiwan, and the mass detention of Uyghur Muslims in China's northwest region have yet to affect the Phase 1 deal. But Chinese officials are warning the U.S. side should refrain from getting too far with their meddling. The Phase 1 commitment is to purchase $36.5 billion of U.S. farm products this year and $43.5 billion in 2021. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com. Hello again. Orion Samuelson here with you to point out how international we truly are in agriculture in the United States and the world. I'm going to talk about one of our competitors, Brazil, after this message. But if you are looking to increase your profits per acre, and who isn't these days, then I would urge you to check out Flura.com. Flura has cultivated premium genetic hemp strains coming from a company of innovators, farmers, and researchers delivering the highest quality seeds and the infrastructure you need to support your farming operation. Flura makes it easy to join the Green Rush. All you need to do is call 989-303-8178. That easy to start making more per acre, but call now, 989-303-8178, or check out Flura.com. That's FLURA.com. Well, we might think we're the only country that is being challenged by COVID-19 as far as the economy and people who have a job and go to work. I would point out that we're not alone in this challenge that we have. That's why I want to share with you this story from my Reuters machine. Nearly 10 million Brazilian workers did not receive their wage or salary in May. That's according to a report from the Brazilian government. They did not work due to the anti-coronavirus social isolation measures and economic crisis sweeping that country, which has become one of the major agricultural competitors to the United States, particularly in the soybean market. But this figure, released by the Brazilian government, represents 11.5% of Brazil's 84 million people in work statistics agency released by the Brazilian government. More than half of the 19 million employees who were not at their place of work as usual last month due to the crisis. The statement from the Brazilian government said, "We already knew a part of the population was away from work. Now we know that more than half of them are without incomes. Workers' average incomes fell 18% in Brazil in May, an indication of how diminishing spending power is likely to hit demand and, as a consequence, overall economic growth." Economists at the Brazilian government said in a note at midweek that Brazil has one of the most fragile labor markets in any emerging country. It already weakened because of the pandemic. Joblessness has surged since the outbreak, and the recovery is likely to be lengthy. The official unemployment rate for the month in Brazil in April stood at 12.6%. Central Bank President Roberto Campos Neto has said he expects unemployment will eventually rise above 15% in Brazil this year, while economists reckon it will approach 18%. And the underemployment rate, however, stands at a recent 25.6%. It's probably no comfort to workers in America or other countries to realize they're not alone, but it points out again that this pandemic is taking its toll on economies and income of workers around the world. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flura.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flura.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Crops pull moisture out of the soil and transpire it into the atmosphere. If it's feeling really humid today, blame the corn. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Corn is like a giant wick pulling moisture out of the soil. Some of that moisture escapes through the plant's leaves and goes into the atmosphere. This is called transpiration. Water vapor also enters the air from lakes and other water surfaces, which is called evaporation. Together, the processes are known as evapotranspiration. Mark Licht is an extension cropping system specialist at Iowa State University. He says the biggest factor in evapotranspiration values is air temperature. The higher the temperature, the higher plant demand for water.
As water evaporates out of the leaves, it cools the plant down. Part of the reason that the demand is higher is because when the air temperature is higher, the air can hold more water vapor. So then that creates just a very large gradient internally within the plant leaf and the atmosphere around the leaves.
Other factors include relative humidity and water available in the soil. The corn will tell you when it's stressed. The leaves start curling up.
That's showing that the plant's not only under heat stress, but moisture stress because it's not able to run through at a high rate of transpiration. And so as that plant shuts down the stomata, the rolling is essentially a cooling mechanism that also helps reduce the transpiration flow through the plant. That's a good sign that we're under a combination of heat stress and moisture stress.
When the crops do a good job of transpiring, it can make already humid air feel even more sticky. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about corn water use and evapotranspiration at agriculture.com.
KNDY.
Hello and good Wednesday afternoon. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, passing through the lunch hour, still more of the same. Significant gains to the grains and the oil seeds and a mixed day through the livestock as the feeder cattle still mostly lower. August feeders down 67, sitting at 132.17. September right on 133. That's down 37 cents for the day. Live cattle still mostly higher. August live cattle up 80 cents, sitting at 97.07. October back into the triple digit mark, sitting at $100.35. It's up 62 for the day. Mixed to mostly lower for the lean hogs. July hogs down 32 cents, sitting at 44.85. August up 52 to 49.55. Again, as mentioned, another big day for the grains. Double digit for corn. July up 10 and 3 quarters, sitting at 349 and a quarter. September sitting at 351 and a half. That's up a dime. And the wheat complex has bounced back into the green with significant gains. Chicago and Kansas City wheat now up 7.5 for July KC wheat at 443. September at 442.5. That's up 2.75. And the soybeans, a double-digit gain for the second day in a row. July beans now up 12.5 at 896.75. August sitting up 13.75 at 892.5. The meal sharply higher as well. July's up 740 at 293.70. And soy oil up 24 points at 28.22. Cotton here through the midday, July sitting at 60.98 and October up at 63. That's up 152 points. A look at the stock market here through the lunch hour. The stocks are on the rise. The Dow Jones up a point right now at 25,814. The S&P up 17 at 3,117. And the NASDAQ right now up 83 points at 10,142. Both gold and silver still trading sharply lower today, as is the dollar index down 25 points. Sam Speck with your latest markets here on the
Mid-America Ag Network.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6120. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
The only station with 7 decades of country music history. Classic Country AM 1570 and FM 94.1. KNDY Marysville.